a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The South Dakota Senate will now come to order, and leading us in our prayer today is Larry Cass of the Ministerium here in Pier, Fort Pier. And leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag is our page today, Michaela Stroop from Pier.
Oh God, we call on you today to come into this chamber and work through these senators to do the very best for this state. We pray that each senator will learn to work with each other senator across the aisles. And Lord, we pray especially for those who may have been deceased in the last year or have been past legislatures that are deceased. Guide and direct this group through this day. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein, Bagalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Ewing, Frerix, Heineman, Holeen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Johnston, Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rabe, Roden, Soholt, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Mr. President, there is a quorum present.
Thank you, ma'am. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the sixth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get on to our business today, we'd like to welcome you to your Capitol and specifically the State Senate. And Dr. T, our doctor of the day from Huron, we'd like to thank you for taking care of us today so that you understand physicians volunteer their time and their travel. And obviously, they leave their patients back there so that they can take care of us. And a number of us have been ill and needed your help, so thank you. Doctor, from Huron, on behalf of our great friend here, Senator White, we'd like to welcome and thank you. We use the shorthand. It's Dr. Tagasi, right? Okay. Thank you. We'd also like to thank, although they're not here, Roger and Lori Peets for the Kukan that we had today, and so that was always really good to see them, and I'd like to thank them for being part of this, and thank you, Senator Van Gerpen, for apprising us of that and hosting them today. It's been very appreciative. We'll have some other people we're going to interview today, but hold it. We have something special we're just going to have to stop for. Madam Secretary, would you turn your microphone on, please? It's kind of exciting. I just got buzzed here. Hold it. Who is this? This is the Senate. Come on. Get up. This is the Secretary of Agriculture. What is it that you have there, Mr. Secretary?
Mr. President, members of the body, I come bearing gifts for one special person.
What kind of gifts?
One special person. And I know it's not very often that mere mortals have an opportunity to come into these hallowed halls. But I appreciate this opportunity to recognize a member of your body that went above and beyond the call of duty and came to the state fair and participated in our legislative showmanship contest, where a legislator pairs with a 4-H participant and actually shows that young man or woman's calf. And in the storied history of this trophy, this is the first time that one body has had back-to-back winners. Senator Tiedemann last year was the defending champion, We have Senator Hunhoff, who was the very first champion that we had. And so for the second year in a row, the Senate not only had the winner of the showmanship contest, but also had the reserve champion in Senator Johnston. So it was just an absolute wipeout. And so while Senator Krebs is making her way forward here to receive the trophy, I'd like to ask you maybe a question. Those of us in the Department of Ag, we like to be informative when we come to a body like this. So one of the questions that was asked to each and every one of the participants, and I'm going to give you a hint, so don't yell out the answer right away, was how many steer calves are born every year in the state of South Dakota? And I'm going to give you a hint. There's 1.6 million cows in the state of South Dakota. So, Senator Krebs, would you like to give us the answer to that question?
Keep calculating. What do you guys think? What's the number? Give me some numbers.
Zero.
Steer calves? Steer.
That's right. There are no So, it is my absolute pleasure to give Senator Krebs this trophy. She also got a humongous belt buckle, which she's not wearing today. You probably wouldn't even be able to see her if she was wearing that belt buckle. But thank you so much for this opportunity, Mr. President. And Senator Krebs, well-deserved. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You know, Senator, especially the new ones, obviously, folks, we're dominating this event. It's pretty amazing. I don't know who'll do it next year, so but talk to them. God bless you. We can do some training here. I also think, Senator Krebs, it's going to be kind of interesting at your estate sale, and they sell that, and they'll go, what was that for? We have no idea.
Are they here yet?
Okay. Congratulations. Next order of business is reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Judiciary reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 35, 36, 39, 43, and recommends due pass. Craig Teason, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 65 and recommends due pass consent calendar, Senate Bill 52 and recommends due pass, Senate Bill 62 and recommends due pass amended consent calendar, and Senate Bill 66 recommends due pass amended consent calendar. Reed Holding, Chair. The Committee on Education reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 4 and recommends due pass, Senate Bill 3 and recommends due pass as amended, Senate Bill 5 and recommends due pass as amended. Mark Johnston, Chair. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 40, which was tabled. Chantel Krebs, Chair.
Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1022, 1040, 1041, 1042, 1043, 1044, and 1058, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions, please.
Senator Olson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 o'clock, January 18th, the 8th legislative day.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 24, as found on page 114 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
All those in favor of the adoption signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell, and those listening on the Internet, we have a set agenda protocol that we go through. Our next item of business is what we call the first reading of Senate bills. Under our Constitution, it's required to have them read as they're first introduced with their title and their numbers, because our Constitution, at the time it was adopted, there were no computers, obviously, and they were concerned very much about having proposed legislation hidden and not understanding what was going on in an open body. And so the Constitution is not a relic, but we have to continue to abide by it, obviously, and are happy to do so. So you'll see something strange up here. They're going to read the titles and the numbers at the same time because we load them into the computer now to keep track of them, and then we assign them through the President Pro Tem's assignment to committees for hearing. First reading.
Senate Bill 78, an act to revise certain provisions relating to medical requirements for interstate drivers transporting passengers. Senate Bill 81, an act to prohibit certain political activity within the office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 82, an act to provide for the non-political election of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 83, an act to designate Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day as a working holiday. Senate Bill 84, an act to create the South Dakota Athletic Commission and to provide for the supervision of boxing, kickboxing, mixed martial arts competitions and sparring exhibitions in the state. Senate Bill 94, an act to prohibit a social host from permitting the underage consumption of alcoholic beverages on the social host premises and to provide penalties therefor. Senate Bill 86, an act to increase the minimum salary payable to county officials, state's attorneys, and sheriffs. Senate Bill 88, an act to authorize the county to deny bids on county sales of tax deed properties if the bidder is not current on property taxes due. Senate Bill 93, an act to revise certain provisions concerning requirements of fire sprinklers in single-family dwellings.
Thank you. Senate Bills 90 and 91 are assigned to appropriations. To Commerce, Senate Bills 85, 87, 89, 92. To Education, Senate Bills 79 and 80. To Local Government, Senate Bills 86, 88, and 93. And to State Affairs, Senate Bills 81, 82, 83, 84, and 94. And to Transportation Committee, Senate Bill 78. First reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1041, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the purchase price of rebuilt motor vehicles and to create a motor vehicle excise tax exemption for sales tax paid on parts used to rebuild motor vehicles and vehicles manufactured by individuals. House Bill 1042, an act to authorize manufactured home dealers to submit license fees directly to the Department of Revenue and to provide an electronic renewal notice to certain dealers. House Bill 1043, an act to authorize the Department of Revenue to establish an electronic title system for motor vehicles and to revise certain provisions regarding an electronic lien filing system. House Bill 1040, an act to authorize the Department of Revenue to provide lists of licensed boat dealers. House Bill 1022, an act to repeal certain outdated programs related to the Department of Human Services. House Bill 1044, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the practice of optometry. House Bill 1058, an act to repeal and revise certain statutes related to the Animal Industry Board.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. House Bill 1058 is assigned to Agriculture and Natural Resources. Health and Human Services receives House Bill 1022 and 1044 to Taxation, House Bill 1040 to Transportation, House Bills 1041, 1042, and 1043. The next item up is our consent calendar. Those are bills that had passed through the committee unanimously, and then the committee affirmatively put them on this calendar. They're a non-debate calendar. Questions may be asked, but it's an efficiency move, especially when we get a big load of bills coming through. So there's no debate allowed, but the rules allow for any one senator to pull a bill for debate, and it has to be pulled. It cannot be debated today. It would be debated tomorrow, and we have one of those bills that will be pulled and put on our debate calendar, which you'll hear in just a bit, for tomorrow's consideration. Consent calendar, please.
Senator Maher requested that Senate Bill 56 be removed from the consent calendar. Senate Bill number 54, an act to revise certain provisions regarding references to the Internal Revenue Code. Senate Bill 46, an act to repeal certain outdated statutes and cross-references related to the Department of Health.
In our rules in the Senate, since we do not have electronic voting, as you can see, it's by voice. We vote on these together in this case. So the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bills 54 and 46. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bills 54 and 46. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Furitz.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkeby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, ayes 35.
Senate Bills 54 and 46, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed approved. Senator Frerichs.
Mr. President, personal privilege, please.
Granted, sir.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. It's with great pleasure to have some folks that take care of things when I'm gone out here to Pierre, and some of you may wonder, you know, how anything ever does get done back on the home front, but I'm so glad to have my folks here today, along with my sister, who spent time in this chamber as a page back in 1997. My mom, Faye, is up there, along with my sister, Miranda, niece, Ava, and Nicholas. They're tearing around somewhere. And my dad, former Representative Kent Frerichs, is in the back of the chamber. Please welcome them. Thank you, Mr. President.
You know, Kent, I believe when we first met the minority leader, he too was a page and got me Diet Pepsi. So you've really been an inspiration. But if my memory's right, Miranda, it was earlier than that, wasn't it? It was 94. You know, you were only three at the time, but thank you for your inspiration, Kent, too. It's great to see you again. Mark? Okay, we're on to our debate calendar. We refer to this as a second reading of Senate bills. Please proceed.
Senate Bill 38, an act to increase the penalty for sexual acts between correction facility employees and juvenile detainees.
Senate Bill 38, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Begalka.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is relatively simple. It arises out of an incident that happened in this state recently where an employee of a prison had sexual contact relations with a juvenile in the 16 and 17-year range. Now, there is a separate part of statute that already deals with someone under 16. 16 is the age of consent in South Dakota. So what we're attempting to do here is carve out a medium sentence. If you are 15 and under, you get violated by an prison employee while you are incarcerated. It is rape. It is handled much more severely than this even. But right now, under that situation that happened, the detainee was in that 16 to 7-year age group. They were of the age of consent, but yet they were still a minor, so the most that they could be charged with at the time was this Class 6 felony, which is 2 years imprisonment. Prosecutors felt that that really isn't severe enough, considering the details of the situation. So what we're doing here is leaving it a Class 6 felony if you have sexual relations with a detainee who is 18 or older, but we were making it more severe if you are an employee of a corrections facility and you have sexual relations with someone age 16 to 17, making it a Class 4 felony, which is punishable by up to 10 years imprisonment. Thank you. I ask your favorable consideration.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 38. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Furex.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkeby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Umdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are ayes 35.
Thank you, ma'am. Senate Bill 38, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 60, an act to revise certain definitions regarding the appraiser certification program.
Senate Bill 60, having received second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Buell, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Members of the body, good afternoon. Senate Bill 60 comes from us from the Department of Labor and Regulation, and the appraiser certification program came through the Commerce Committee and would have been on consent except for a slight tweak in a title typo. Essentially, it tweaks the definition of appraisal and essentially adds that brokers can estimate the cost of real estate, so we would appreciate your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 60. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Furex.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen. Jensen. Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkeby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Umdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are ayes 35.
Thank you. Senate Bill 60, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is approved.
Senate Bill 26, an act to update terminology for individuals with intellectual disabilities and similar terms.
Senate Bill 26, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Good afternoon, Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a bill that comes to us, Senate Bill 26, from the Department of Health and Human Services. Came through Senate Health and Human Services Committee with unanimous vote, but because of the nature of the topic, felt that for our citizens, we really needed to speak about it on the floor of the Senate. This is an act to update terminology of individuals with intellectual disabilities and similar terms. When the terms mental retardation or mentally retarded were originally introduced, they were medical terms with a specific clinical connotation. However, the terms retard and retarded have been used widely in today's society to degrade and insult people with intellectual disabilities. Respectful and inclusive language is essential for the dignity and humanity of all people with intellectual disabilities. In October 5th of 2010, Rose's Law was passed by Congress and signed by the President, and this law removed the terms mental retardation and mentally retarded from federal health, education, and labor policy and replaces it with the language of individual with intellectual disability and intellectual disability. This bill is designed to replace any language in South Dakota statutes relating to the term retardation. It's been determined on both state and federal levels to be outdated and offensive. This bill replaces references in South Dakota statute to mentally retarded, mental retardation, with intellectually disabled and intellectual disability. When successful, the South Dakota administrative rules will follow suit. So I'd ask your consideration and support for Senate Bill 26 in the spirit of a progressive, fair, and just society with equal respect for all of our citizens.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Lucas, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, would stand in support of Senate Bill 26. A few years back over in House Health and Human Services Committee, we had this similar piece of legislation, but at that time we weren't able to pass it, as we were told the federal government still used the term mental retardation. So I'm glad that our president has taken the initiative to remove that language from the federal statutes so we can also use the correct terminology, the right terminology here in South Dakota. The terminology, and many of us probably used that growing up, implies a person is slow, they're not bright, may have used the term moron or idiot. Those words are completely inappropriate in today's society. And so for those reasons, I hope we all, 35 of us, vote yes on Senate Bill 26.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 26. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Ferrix.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soho.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Teason.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Wheat Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, 35 ayes.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senate Bill 26, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our calendar today, but we have a couple of introductions. If you'll bear with me, please. Senators Adelstein and Rampelberg, and I'm certain all of the senators from the Rapid City area, but all of us really want to recognize Diane Sadoff, if I'm pronouncing that. Where is Diane? Okay, would you stand up, please? She is the executive director of the Mount Rushmore Society. You must remain standing because I'm the president of the Senate, and I'm king right now. So, yeah, I mean, I'm like one of those faces up there, one of the four. Yeah, I'm watching. That's great. We'll see you tonight. If you don't know, the Mount Rushmore Society really is the major public support vehicle economically, as primarily foundation work and advising the development for the mountain, and there's a number of other things going on. But we really appreciate your dedication, because they are four great faces, but you have one as well. So thank you so much. And right up behind me are two incredible educators. And I was a pre-Ritalin child, so I would usually be in the front row. And therefore, they've been watching me here for a little while from up above. I can sort of feel them. Elena, would you please stand up? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Elena Siemensma. Hopefully I did that right. She is our 2012 Milliken educator. I really like this write-up Senator Kirkeby gave me to recognize you, because both you and Katie are from Rapid City. But there's an element here that I learn always when I get to do these. But Milliken is hailed as the Oscars of teaching by the Teachers Magazine. And it was created in 85 by education leaders, Lowell Milken, to celebrate and elevate and activate excellence in the profession. We have a number of former educators here, and her background and resume would take quite a while, but here's the highlights. She's a fourth grade teacher at South Park Elementary in Rapid City, has been teaching there for the past 15 years. She is indeed the driving force behind professional development and student achievement in the Rapid City School District. She strives to help everyone around her achieve success and be the best that they can be. She's also about self-improvement. She has a master's degree in elementary education. And in addition to that, she is a National Board Certified Teacher in Literacy, Reading, Language Arts, Early and Middle Childhood. That is amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our Milliken Oscar-winning Teacher of the Year, Elena Seesma. Your turn, Katie. We get to use first names here since we're not in school. Good thing we have some nurses in the place, too, it looks like. That's great. Katie is the 2013 South Dakota Teacher of the Year, also from Rapid City. Wow, that's amazing. No person has a greater impact on the education of a child than a teacher who creates the primary learning and instructional environment. And that is the mission of the National Teacher of the Year program, to recognize and honor those who contribute in each of the state's classrooms. Ms. Anderson is the South Dakota 2013 Teacher of the Year because she teaches science and reading at East Middle School in Rapid City and has taught there for the past 8 years. She's committed to collaborating with and learning from her colleagues and is passionate about incorporating effective literacy instruction into all content areas. She also is about self-improvement, and in 2010 obtained her Master's of Science in Curriculum and Instruction from Black Hills State University, and she became a National Board Certified Teacher in Science and Early Adolescence last year. We're really privileged to have you, our 2013 South Dakota Teacher of the Year, Katie Anderson. We're all proud of you, and especially your senators from the Rapid City area, but privileged that you dedicated your life to our future. Thank you very much. Okay, any other announcements? Thank you. Senator Brown.
Mr. President, due to the memorial service, which will follow at 3 o'clock here over in the House chamber, there was a briefing that was scheduled on pine beetles. That briefing will take place after the memorial service in room 414. After the memorial service in 414.
Thank you, sir. Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two announcements. One is Senate Transportation, 8:30, and then the memorial service will be at 3 o'clock. I'd ask for those that are participating in the service to be in the members' lobby on the side there about 10 minutes before we start. And secondly, would urge you all to attend. At some point, somebody is going to say your name during this service. So it is a short service to remember those people that have passed during the last year. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements. Senator Hunoff, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Human Services will meet tomorrow morning at 10.
10. Thank you. Further announcements. Senator Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriations meets tomorrow, 8 a.m., Human Services in LRC 1. Join us, please.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements. Any further announcements? I'm sorry, Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate State Affairs tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, 4:14.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Madam Secretary, you're up.
Senator Frerichs moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
We did that for the family. We didn't even see your lip. All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned.